What happens when the very institutions designed to protect democracy become targets of the power they're meant to check? In 1996, a young attorney named Andrew McCabe took a 50% pay cut to join the FBI, drawn by a sense of purpose he couldn't find in corporate litigation. 2 decades later, he would find himself at the center of an unprecedented constitutional crisis, fired 26 hours before retirement by a president who viewed independent law enforcement as a personal threat. This isn't just one man's story of career sacrifice. It's a window into how fragile democratic guardrails really are when those sworn to protect them choose personal loyalty over constitutional duty. McCabe's journey from pursuing Russian mobsters in Brooklyn to defending the FBI's independence reveals an uncomfortable truth. The greatest threats to American democracy now come from within. McCabe's FBI career began in New York's immigrant neighborhoods, where Russian organized crime was establishing its American foothold. His first major case involved Felix, a furniture store owner whose voice trembled as he explained, "I think I'm being racketeered." What appeared as local extortion revealed a sophisticated network reaching back to Moscow's criminal underworld, targeting immigrant businesses across all 5 boroughs with threats extending to family members abroad. The evolution was striking. Alimjan Tokhtakhonov, nicknamed Taiwan Chick, rigged the 2002 Winter Olympics figure skating competition and later ran a $100 million illegal gambling operation from Trump Tower, an international criminal operating from one of Manhattan's most prestigious addresses. Street-level extortion evolved into sophisticated financial crimes involving international banking networks, real estate fraud, and money laundering through legitimate businesses. The FBI's warnings went unheeded during the Clinton administration, eager to see democracy flourish in post-Soviet Russia, but blind to how organized crime had embedded itself in former Soviet republics. Years later, a different administration would display similar willful blindness toward Russian election interference, a pattern with devastating consequences. September 11 fundamentally rewired the FBI's DNA. McCabe drove into Manhattan witnessing surreal scenes: empty bridges, dust-covered survivors, devastation under a perfect blue sky. With the field office uninhabitable, agents converted a garage into a command center. The mission transformed overnight, no longer solving crimes after they occurred, but preventing attacks before they happened. This shift came with profound human costs. Agents who had spent careers on drug trafficking suddenly worked counterterrorism. Immigration enforcement intensified, with thousands of tips investigated immediately. One Sikh detainee broke down crying. "People called me a terrorist after 9/11. I'm not even Muslim." The pressure to prevent another attack led to imperfect systems that sometimes ensnared innocent people. Director Robert Mueller drove this transformation through sheer force of will. A former Marine who wore only blue suits with white shirts and red ties, Mueller maintained strict schedules and cross-examined everyone who briefed him. His rigid approach ingrained accountability that shaped McCabe's leadership. Working counterterrorism permanently altered perspectives. Every holiday became a potential threat. Personal plans were always subject to change. When McCabe's team's intelligence triggered a global aviation alert during the 2006 London airliner plot, the realization hit. Their work had shut down the global transportation system to prevent catastrophe. In late 2009, President Obama selected McCabe to lead the high-value detainee interrogation group, professionalizing terrorist interrogations. When McCabe expressed his preference for counterterrorism work, Mueller replied, "You know what I like to do? I like to try homicide cases. And look what I'm doing." The message was clear: institutional needs trump personal preferences. The underwear bomber case proved constitutional methods work. Umar Farouk Abdulmutallah, who tried bombing Northwest Airlines Flight 253 in December 2009, was initially uncooperative. FBI rapport-building techniques succeeded where harsh interrogation failed, revealing critical intelligence about Anwar al-Awlaki, bombmaker Ibrahim Hassan al-Assiri, and al-Qaeda's recruitment operations. Despite this success, Republicans claimed treating Abdul-Mateen as a criminal defendant lost valuable intelligence. Trump's 2016 campaign endorsement of waterboarding and, a hell of a lot worse, threatened years of progress in developing effective, ethical interrogation techniques. In July 2015, the FBI launched Mid-Year Exam to investigate Hillary Clinton's private email server. Of 60,000 emails, half were work-related and sent to the State Department, half were deemed personal and deleted. Those deleted emails dominated campaign discourse. Tensions erupted between FBI investigators and Justice Department prosecutors. McCabe identified a critical error. Attorney General Loretta Lynch and Deputy Attorney General Sally Yates neither fully recused themselves nor actively managed the investigation, attempting a middle ground that undermined credibility. The Phoenix tarmac meeting between Lynch and Bill Clinton severely compromised Justice's credibility, leading Director Comey to make an independent public announcement on July 5. The team replaced grossly negligent, which mirrored criminal statute language, with extremely careless to characterize Clinton's conduct while explaining their decision against recommending charges. In October, previously unknown emails surfaced on Anthony Weiner's laptop. Against McCabe's advice, Comey sent his October 28 letter to Congress announcing the investigation's reopening. McCabe believed they should have reviewed the material first. In retrospect, McCabe acknowledged FBI leadership misjudged two critical factors: the public's willingness to accept their conclusions and the intensity of the political firestorm their decisions would ignite. On May 9, 2017, while Comey visited California, McCabe learned Trump had fired him. The termination letter oddly stated Comey was not under investigation, a detail that would prove significant. The next day, McCabe met Trump in the Oval Office for what quickly became a loyalty test. Despite viciously attacking McCabe during the campaign over his wife's failed Democratic run for Virginia state office, Trump abruptly shifted to effusive flattery, calling him great and terrific. On May 10th, Trump called McCabe directly, violating policies requiring White House FBI communications go through proper channels. Trump falsely claimed FBI employees celebrated Comey's firing and repeatedly demanded confirmation he wasn't under investigation. When McCabe mentioned Comey flew home on a government plane, Trump erupted over this routine procedure. He ended by cruelly mocking McCabe's wife. That must have been really tough to lose, to be a loser. Recognizing the threat to the Russia investigation's independence, McCabe urgently pressed Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein to appoint a special counsel. On May 17th, McCabe briefed congressional leadership on cases involving four Trump campaign figures with substantial Russian connections: Carter Page, George Papadopoulos, Michael Flynn, and Paul Manafort. Following this presentation, Rosenstein announced Robert Mueller's appointment as special counsel, a pivotal moment in the investigation's history. 6 weeks into McCabe's tenure as acting director, Trump falsely tweeted that he received $700,000 from Hillary Clinton for his wife's campaign. After McCabe's December testimony corroborating Comey, attacks intensified through the holidays. In January 2018, FBI Director Christopher Wray asked McCabe to step aside voluntarily, which he refused. He was fired 26 hours before retirement, with Trump tweeting it was a great day for democracy. Presidential language labeling dissenters as treasonous mirrors totalitarian regimes, generating believers and fracturing discourse until opposing sides can't agree on basic facts. The FBI's purpose isn't to support any political side, but to protect Americans and uphold the Constitution. The Russian threat bookended McCabe's career, from organized crime cases as a new agent to election interference as acting director. Answering the call of duty drove the Bureau's transformation after 9/11, compelled Mueller to take on difficult assignments, led Comey to make hard decisions, and motivated McCabe to protect the Russia case by pressing for a special counsel, even suspecting it might cost his job. When the FBI's core values face sustained attack from the top of government, we risk losing the independence that makes justice possible.